From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. More than 40 years after his death in Vietnam, an Army specialist who served in the war was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor by President Obama at a White House ceremony today. Mr. Obama hailing specialist Leslie H. Sabo Jr. as a hero who helped save the lives of fellow soldiers by hurling a grenade at an enemy bunker at close range.
This Medal of Honor is bestowed on a single soldier for his singular courage, but it speaks to the service of an entire generation and to the sacrifice of so many military families.
Sabo's widow Rosemary and his brother George were at the ceremony. The medal was delayed while paperwork for the award was done by one of those in the original battle. It was lost in 1970, did not resurface for three decades. United Nations monitors were safely evacuated from a tense town in northern Syria today, a day after an explosion hit their convoy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with the head of UN peacekeeping about the incident.
UN Undersecretary General Hervé Ledsous says it's too early to say who is responsible for the attack on UN monitors in the town of Khan Shikun.
But we are definitely taking this most seriously because although, and thank God for that, there were no casualties, but the amount of damage inflicting on the vehicles is very substantial.
He says the UN monitors stayed overnight under the protection of opposition fighters before returning to their base. Ledsous is in Washington seeking more political support for this mission. He says UN monitors are being deployed quickly, but adds they are there to observe a ceasefire that doesn't exist. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
World leaders from around the globe are headed to the U.S. for this weekend's Group of Eight Economic Summit meeting. Among the topics likely to be on the agenda, the current fiscal crisis in Europe and the war in Afghanistan, which is now winding down. Leaders will join President Obama at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains. U.S. factory output rose more than expected in April. Ajma Khalid says automobiles drove that growth.
Factory production increased by 0.6% in April.
Half of that growth came from motor vehicles and parts.
That's Nigel Galt. He's chief economist at IHS Global Insight.
Manufacturing has been primarily driven by motor vehicles and parts. The rest of manufacturing, it's improving. It's just improving rather gradually.
Overall, industrial production rose 1.1%. That number attracted headlines as the largest one-month gain in more than a year. But economists say it's inflated by low utility output during an unseasonably warm winter. Industrial production includes factories, mining, and utilities. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Stocks continued their downward trend today in what has been a somewhat dismal month for the markets. Blue chips fell 33 points to close at 12,598. The Nasdaq lost 19 points. The S&P 500 fell 5 points today. You're listening to NPR. Convicted war criminal and former Liberian leader Charles Taylor said during his sentencing hearing today he sympathizes with victims of the civil war in Sierra Leone, a war he helped to start. Taylor also asked judges in the case to render their sentences against him with a spirit of reconciliation, not retribution. However, Taylor stopped short of admitting any wrongdoing or expressing any remorse for the decade-long civil war, in which at least 50,000 people died. A federal judge has granted class action status to a lawsuit against the New York City Police Department. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the suit claims the city's stop-and-frisk policy discriminates against blacks and Hispanics.
In allowing the lawsuit to go forward, a federal judge in Manhattan wrote that there is, quote, overwhelming evidence, unquote, that the department's stop-and-frisk policy has led to thousands of unlawful stops. The NYPD reported making a record 685,000 warrantless stops last year. More than 85% of those stopped were black or Latino. The city law office says it disagrees with the order, allowing the class action suit to proceed. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and Mayor Michael Bloomberg say the stop-and-frisk policy is one reason the city is safer than it's been in decades. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Despite some perception to the contrary, it may not be more expensive to eat healthy food, at least depending on how you measure price. While junk food like pastries and processed snacks high in fat, sugar, and salt might seem like a bargain if price is measured by calories, if using weight and portion size, whole grains, vegetables, and fruits are less expensive. Cost of food and the type of foods Americans eat is becoming a growing concern, with roughly a third of all U.S. adults currently categorized as obese. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.